What is lead generation? Strategies and best practices. What is lead generation and why does it matter? What is lead generation? At its core, it is the process of attracting potential customers and capturing their interest so you can move them toward a purchase. That sounds simple enough. But the gap between knowing the definition and actually building a system that produces qualified leads consistently is where most businesses stall. Lead generation is not just about collecting email addresses or running ads. It is about creating a path that takes a stranger from, "I've never heard of you," to, "I want to talk to your sales team." That path looks different depending on your industry, your audience, and your budget. But the mechanics underneath, those stay the same. Let's break it down. How the lead generation process works. Every lead generation process starts with visibility. Someone has to find you first. That happens through search engines, social media, paid ads, referrals, events, or content. Once they find you, something has to earn their attention long enough for them to take a next step. That next step might be filling out a form, downloading a resource, booking a call, or even just following your page. The moment they take that action and give you a way to continue the conversation, they become a lead. Understanding lead generation types, MQLs, SQLs, PQLs, and service qualified leads. Not all leads are equal. Understanding the differences between lead types is what separates companies that collect contacts from companies that close deals. A marketing qualified lead, MQL, is someone who has engaged with your content or campaigns but has not signaled direct buying intent. They downloaded your guide, attended your webinar, or visited your pricing page more than once. They are interested, but they're still in research mode. A sales qualified lead, SQL, is further along. They have taken an action that indicates they are actively evaluating solutions. Maybe they requested a demo, filled out a contact form, or responded to an outreach email. These leads are ready for a direct sales conversation. A product qualified lead, PQL, has already experienced your product, typically through a free trial or freemium model, and has shown usage patterns that signal readiness to upgrade or buy. If someone signs up for a free version and starts using it daily, that behavior tells you more than any form fill ever could. A service qualified lead is a customer or contact who has told your service team directly that they are interested in an upgrade or additional product. This often comes through support conversations, onboarding calls, or account reviews. These leads tend to convert at a higher rate because the relationship already exists. Inbound versus outbound lead generation. There is also a meaningful distinction between inbound and outbound lead generation. Inbound means the lead comes to you. They searched for something, found your content, and opted in on their own terms. Outbound means you went to them. Cold email, direct outreach, targeted ads to a specific list. Both work. The question is which one fits your business model, your sales cycle, and your team's capacity. Most companies that do lead generation well use a combination of both, weighted based on where they see the best return. Lead generation strategies that actually work. So, what are the strategies that actually produce results? Content marketing and SEO for lead generation. Content marketing and SEO are still the highest leverage plays for lead generation over time.